Hello and welcome to Como Estas, episode uno, I guess. We're here in Mexico City, hanging out in our hotel room, just waiting for it to go into our show, or to the first show. But even though we got here Wednesday and we haven't been to a show yet, we've seen a few things in the first 24 hours. So I'm here, Rob's here.
Hi, I'm Rob. You guys might know me from Twitter as Rob Viper, the guy who says a lot of angry things and gets yelled at by everybody. But yeah, I'm here with Cubs. We're enjoying ourselves. As he said, we haven't been to a show yet, but tonight we're looking forward to going to IWRG at Arena Naucalpan with the help of our good friend who has been a big help so far, Black Terry Jr., who's been guiding us all over the city.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Yeah, we would not have seen a tenth of the things we've seen already if it wasn't for him. Some stuff just kind of worked out real well, and some stuff he put us in place for it to work out well.
Pretty much. He knows. He guided us around to all the shops. Basically, we had an idea what we wanted to do over 3 days, and we squeezed it all into one day because he knew exactly where to go, how to get us there. And it just so happens the surprises popped up along the way. So yesterday, our first stop, he took us to Arena Mexico. We used the metro, which was actually pretty safe and pretty fun.
Yeah.
And he took us, there was a private, they were unveiling, what were they unveiling?
They were unveiling that mural that they've talked, that he posted video of the video photos, and they had the articles about today, if you've seen. They were doing a big dressed up, every wrestler there presentation of this mural that they've been working on for a few months. So he got to go in, so it was invite only thing, so he had to go in there to cover it. And since we had nothing else to do, we were just going to wander around Arena Mexico. And we did that for a while, and then we just kind of sat in the parking garage for a while. And
both second best seats in the parking garage. I mean, you sit in the parking garage, you think, oh, they're going to think you're a bunch of losers. But all the wrestlers were walking by there. Actually, while we were walking around, we met Apollo Valdez.
Yeah.
He does the reports for Medio Tiempo online. On Twitter, he's at Apollo Valdez, V-A-L-D-E-S. Mm-hmm. And as we were walking, we happened to bump into the one luchador we can actually communicate fluently with. Marco Corleone was walking by us. So he stopped and he spoke to us for a while. Very nice guy.
I think the best way to sum up all that happened is that we were standing there talking to Marco Corleone and having a nice conversation with him. And in the middle of the conversation, Okamura stops by, says hi to Marco on his way into the building. And while we're still talking, I see Negro Casas with a gym bag walking behind going to the building. It just kind of worked out that everyone had to be there that day. So if you were just in around the building and just hanging around, you would have seen pretty much the whole roster. You might not have identified most of them because most of them were wearing the masks on the way to the building, but it was an interesting people watching moment.
It was basically like a who's who of CMLL in and out of the building. We saw the only guy we saw in mask, I think, was Thunder. Thunder walked out in his mask, and no, he did not trip while he was walking. Mm-hmm. He can actually walk properly.
He did not complain about anything.
Nothing was bullshit like it was last Sunday, and I think we saw a few of the Edicanas, but it's kind of hard to identify them when they're actually dressed.
Yeah.
So that was a little difficult. But we definitely saw Erica.
Yeah.
She was on the street. We ran into...
That's bad. But she was walking on the street. She was not like the other people we saw on the street later on.
She was not dancing to Metallica music or anything like that. But we saw Babyface too, because he has a restaurant around the arena. And he was nice. We shook his hand. We said hello. And I hope we're going to get a chance to go back and eat some of his rice.
Yeah, we should do that before one of these shows.
Yes.
Actually, I mean, the whole trip to Arena Mexico Cyrus was wandering into Rafael Almeida on the way to the building. And we thought, wow, we met a referee. This is a really good day already.
Yeah.
And then we ended up seeing so many more people. I think we lost count, or it was more, we were sitting in the parking lot and trying to guess if the guy in the silver suit was actually Rey Cometa, and it turned out it was. We think we saw Heroes Jr. show up about 25 minutes late in, like, gym clothes, and then get turned away from the arena because he was not in the right clothes. So it was a good time. We didn't even plan that this to happen. It was just that event happened to happen, and Black Terry had to go in, and Black Terry, it went longer because it was Mexican time, so it took a little bit long.
Basically, this is the true definition of Mexico time, when they say something's starting and Black Terry says, oh, we'll be back in 20 minutes, and it turns out the thing doesn't even start for half an hour. But no complaints. We if we weren't there, we would have probably just been sitting in the hotel room or walking mm-hmm. around our hotel. And one of the cool things was actually, before we even met Black Terry, just walking the street and going to a random newsstand and picking up the new Lucha magazines, even though we haven't found the new Boxy Lucha yet, but we're looking.
Yeah. We haven't seen that special edition, but we've seen plenty of other stuff. So then after we were at Arena Mexico, Black Terry took us to Super Astro's restaurant. And we were just, you know...
The new one.
We were there shaking hands, taking photos. It was really cool to meet Super Astro. And that alone would have been nice. But as we were probably getting ready to leave, up drives Cybernetico in his car with his posse, walking in just to say hi to Super Astro. That was that photo. The photo Cybernetico posted on his Twitter was like 30 seconds after we shook hands with him. It was surreal.
Pretty much. It was, you know, Black Terry Jr. Was just telling us that a lot of the wrestlers will come in there to eat, so it's not uncommon, but you don't know who they are, because obviously if they don't wrestle en masse, you don't know what their faces look like. But we were sitting, so he basically says that wrestlers come in there, Cybernetico shows up, and you know, you're expecting, oh, maybe you'll see Nitro walking by, which by the way we did, but or you'll see some undercard CMLL guy walk in there, and all of a sudden the top AAA guy just walks right in there. So we took a picture with him, we took a picture of all the, there was a ton of cool photos on the wall, and we even got the inside story about why there's a second restaurant along with the original. But I'm pretty sure that's censored for the podcast.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is that the original one doesn't let you take photos and is not as nice. It's a bigger place, but it's not as nice a place. So you want to go to the newer Super Astro one.
Definitely. And they still have that deal where you eat the giant torta. It's free if you can finish it all in a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. But as Cubs can verify, I have no chance of doing that.
No.
And I don't think Cubs is interested in doing
it. No, I'm not even... Not that's death by sandwich is what it is.
But we did see what Cybernetico ordered, didn't we? It was shrimp and rice or something like that.
Yeah.
So Cybernetico eats healthy. These are the type of exclusives you can get on this podcast.
Sadly, his posse did not include Emo Extreme or any of the other Bizarros.
No Taboo. Mm-hmm. So we still don't know. Amadeus is probably wandering the streets lost somewhere.
Yeah, he's found his way in the piano shop and just madly playing.
Probably better career than wrestling.
Yeah.
And the guy that was with Cybernetico supposedly is the guy who designs various gear for the AAA wrestlers.
And he's the guy who does the posters that they do now. If you've seen them, they changed them about like 8 months ago or so, that you see all the TV posters look about the same. And he's the guy putting those together.
As Black Terry explained to us, you know, one guy does about 5 or 6 different jobs. That's how it is in Mexico. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Alexis with CMLL does the posters, sends out tweets the results, and handles a lot of backstage stuff. So if you know somebody who works for a company here in Mexico, odds are when you ask them what their job is, it's going to be 6 or 7 different things. So it's very different from U.S. wrestling, especially WWE, of course.
And what did we see after that?
We saw Solar's store, but it was closed. But we saw Blue Demon's store that was open.
Yeah, when we were rocking around earlier with Apollo.
Yeah, these are basically all in proximity of each other, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's all walking distance from the arena. So if you ever do go, this is easy stuff to take out before or after if you want to take a look at it.
And we were totally safe, in case anybody's wondering. We haven't gone robbed yet, you know, knock on wood. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but... We rode the metro. We were even walking around at night later on, and everything was very nice. It's a beautiful city, actually, and everything. It's easy to get around. The taxis are super cheap, so if you don't want to ride the subway, you know, you can go as far as you want for basically 100 pesos, which I translated into like $4 Canadian or $3 Canadian. So it's pretty insane.
I would definitely say take the taxis. Don't try to drive, though, because the taxis drive kind of... The one we were in last night, didn't they go through like a red light in the haunting place?
Somebody screamed, "Hey, pendejo!"
Yes.
So that was
they're very entertaining, but I let the professionals drive when you're in Mexico City.
Yes, I mean even the top class cars, the top class, like if you get a chauffeur or something, it's pretty cheap. I mean, compared to how much it would cost in the U.S., something like that. Yeah. And then so after we finished there, we had the honor and privilege. Mm-hmm. Of visiting the Black Terry in his actual home.
That was really nice of him.
It was very nice, very nice. It was cool. We met him, we shook his hand, we spoke with him. We're doing as best as we can, considering my Spanish is basically worse than Marco Corleone's. And Cubs is basically on the same level as me.
And I'm worse than Marco Corleone when he actually showed up first time. So
it's kind of hard. But we have a wonderful, wonderful friend here with us named Cecilia, who's been helping us and translating everything. And basically, we have three-way conversations. We talk to her, and she talks to whoever we're talking to.
And then we pick up half the words they say back to us.
Pretty much, yes. We look for key words. As long as we're talking about Lucha Libre, we're good. But if they're talking about the weather, we're kind of lost. But it was very nice. We went in. Black Terry showed us around his house, showed us all his memorabilia. His bedroom is basically
Black Terry Jr.
Black Terry Jr. Pardon me. Mm-hmm. Is basically a museum of. If you're a hardcore Lucha Libre fan, he has like a hard drive full of the most exclusive matches you've never seen, and totally random stuff that just pops up. He put on one match and he had no idea where it was from or when he filmed it, who the wrestlers were, but it was shot in Coacalco, which is where we're going on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we also saw this cool, for you 80s project people, if you're listening to this, we saw Los Temerarios against Arqueros del Espacio from Arena Querétaro at some point in the 80s. We don't know when.
It looked like they had the trio style, so probably 88, 89, 90 kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, his DVD burner didn't work, so
that's the problem.
That was a disappointment, but it was still pretty nice to see. He has all sorts of Lucha Libre stuff. He has all sorts of American stuff too.
Yep.
Japanese, Indies, all sorts of stuff. It was just amazing.
Like a dream for a fan to get in, see all that stuff.
And his mom is a very nice person.
Yes. She helped us because Black Terry Jr. just kept saying, no, take this, gave us a bunch of cool memorabilia, especially me because I love collecting the lineups for the shows. And great family, very. And we're hoping Black Terry Jr., she's supposed to be coming by in an hour to help us on our journey, but he's invaluable. He's already planning where he's going to take us on the weekend. He's the perfect tour guide. So if next year we end up doing this again with a whole bunch of people, basically, Black Terry Jr. is the key to our trip.
Yeah, we've already seen so much more than we would have without him. Yes, so
definitely.
Was there anything else we saw last night?
Not that I can recall.
We did. We walked. We took a taxi back. We walked through the city. It was really nice looking at night.
Yep.
Especially the lighter street we went down.
We probably won't make a habit of walking around at night, though, so don't worry about our safety.
But otherwise, I think. And then today we've just gone taking care of shopping. We got tickets for Tuesday and Sunday for CMLL. So they weren't as close as we want, but at least that's a good starting point, and then we can see what else we can do.
It was weird because with the Ticketmaster, the seats we wanted were blocked off for both shows. So I'm pretty sure that they're reserved seats for people, and you can only get it if you have connections. So I think pretty sure that's how we got our anniversary tickets, because we went through somebody in CMLL. That's why we were able to get so close. Apparently, the tickets, there are very few tickets left for the show tomorrow, and the ones that are being sold by scalpers are going up towards how much? 15 mil pesos?
Yeah.
I have no idea how much that is, but apparently it's a fortune.
I think it's like, it would be 1,000 about US.
So WrestleMania prices. That's insane.
There hasn't been as much buzz for the show as I thought, just going through the city, because I think when we brought up to taxi drivers, some are not even aware of that there's something big going on Friday night. But I think for the people who are interested into it, it's going to be a pretty good time.
It's definitely going to set the record for CMLL, the most money they've ever made on a show.
Yeah.
So even if those teachers plan to protest and do something, I'm pretty sure CMLL is running the show one way or the other with all the money that is coming in.
So, and then we also drove by the photo exhibit on the way back.
Right.
So we took the, just going by in a taxi, all those photos look really great. So we're going to take a better look at it tomorrow, I think. But
tomorrow's probably going to be this all CMLL day, where we look at the poster, the pictures, and then we go to the arena and we can check out all the vendors and the mural inside, and then hopefully enjoy the biggest show of the year.
Yeah. So we've got that on Friday. We've got Saturday, we're going to the Expo Mascaras in the afternoon, and then we're going to the IWL show. Sunday, we're going to,
hopefully, the Promotions Warrior.
Yeah. Yeah, if we can find out a little more information.
Oh, no, that's Monday. Sunday is Coacalco at 2 o'clock.
All right. And then Mexico and not later.
Yeah, Arena Mexico with Marco Corleone versus Mr. Niebla and Estrella versus Princesa Suje, right?
Right.
Right. And the Estetas del Aire are on all three shows we're going to.
Yes.
So that is fantastic. Cecilia is very happy about that.
And then Monday we're going to the RCH show.
Yep.
And I think that's good. And then the Warriors show if we can find out more info. And then Tuesday would be the last day and we'd go to Arena Mexico to see Jerry Blade versus Shocker.
Basically, like I tweeted the other day, we're starting with Sky Angel versus Fulgor today in IWRG, and our tour ends with Shocker versus Terrible. You may place your bets on which match will be better right now.
Yeah. So I think that's everything for today. Oh, well, do you want to do predictions? We'll do predictions tomorrow for...
Let's do it now, as long as we're here. We got nowhere to go because we're kind of waiting. We're waiting on two different people right now. We're waiting on Alexis to text us, Alexis Salazar, who works for CMO, and we're waiting for Black Terry Jr. to finish work. In case you're wondering, he does not work professionally full-time as a Lucha Libre photographer. So those of you that were jealous of that, you know, as he told us yesterday, there is no money in Lucha Libre photography.
It's a full-time job. It's just not a paying full-time
exactly.
job.
Exactly. That's the problem. So why don't you run down the card?
So we have Team Japan versus Fugo, Rei Kamata, and Stucker Jr. And I would think that the Technicos win that. I don't know. It doesn't seem like they have big plans for Ishii, so I don't know that he actually needs to win his debut. They may just do the happy finish to get the show started off well.
I would figure Mexico goes over, make the crowd happy. The most surprising thing, actually, is reading through the lineups this week that I thought Ishii was being brought in to be programmed with top guys like Rush, and it turns out they've got him Tuesday in the second match, just with he's basically one match above Zaiko working with Diamante, so they can't have so many big plans for him.
Yeah. I don't understand why they would even send him at this point, but I guess we'll find out in a couple of weeks if they do something with him or not. Second match is the Titan, Brazo de Plata, Maximo versus Mephisto, and Niebla Roja. And I think it's just a Super Porky match, so that the crowd that doesn't see Super Porky matches every week gets to see one. And Titan gets to do a couple high spots.
I cannot see this match going any longer than two falls. Probably just a DQ at the end after Porky does all his comedy and just gets kicked in the nuts.
Yeah. I think it's a good match to be shorter because of all the other matches that they have on. The Tercera is...
Relevos Increíbles.
Yeah, it's Rush.
Marco.
And
Terrible.
Yes, it's Rush and Terrible, but they're on the same team.
Yeah.
Versus... Shocker, Negro Casas, and...
Pora Vangelis, right here.
Yes, that's
Vangelis. Right. Vangelis. See...
Vangelis, who wore his hat to the big press conference, a big
contacts,
formal occasion, yes.
Apparently, he does not take those contacts out, so that is interesting. But for this match, I originally thought Shocker was going Rudo, and that was going to be the big thing, and then Rush and Shocker would have a feud, but if Shocker's facing Terrible on Tuesday, I guess he's not going Rudo, and... Maybe Rush is going Rudo because they've really been teasing it lately, right?
Yeah, I wonder even though if this is the right day to do the Rush-Rudo turn because people are going to be coming up talking about the mask match and the hair match, that the Rush-Rudo turn, something that should carry a show on itself, and it would be the third biggest thing on here. So they may heavily hint towards something and then do it in the next couple of weeks.
This could be another two-fall match because they're definitely going to be going fast through these things to make sure that the mask match at the end has the correct amount of time that it deserves. So in this match, I would expect two falls, and if I had to make a prediction, I just assume Rush low blows his own teammate and they lose because he walked out on Tuesday, last Tuesday. So
yeah, I think Vangelis' team wins. As everyone said at the anniversary show, that it would come down to a big win for Vangelis.
Oh, of course, yes. Everyone knows that Vangelis, you know, he's going to be a top guy soon.
Yeah.
As Tiger is now, by the way, if Rush turns Rudo and ends up with the TRT, that means Tiger, I said he was going to be fifth in the chain, but as Cubs fan pointed out, he's now going to be sixth because he's technically lower than La Comandante now.
Yes. Next match is Blue Panther versus Averno. It's been so completely one-sided Blue Panther that you would think they would be saying it's a surprise Averno win, but I don't think Averno cares. I think they just have... I think Averno's fine with losing, and losing is here, and Blue Panther submitting him in the end and being the better guy.
Could be. I think the biggest thing I'm looking forward to in this match is when they announce what the rules are right before the match starts. Because we're still so confused whether it's submission only and whether it's one fall or three falls.
Or whether if they have ropes or not, which I think some people think. I can't see him taking down the ropes and putting them up because that's just too much time.
I'm pretty sure it's just no rope break.
Yeah.
So that it's definitely going to be a technical match, probably more for the old school fans that are in the building. And if I had to make a prediction, I'm sticking with Averno winning, just based on what Cubs fans said, that the whole feud's been so one-sided.
Okay, and then after that, we have the big tag match.
You didn't say who's going to win.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking Blue Panther. I'm taking Blue Panther.
Oh, good. We'll put pesos on
it. Yes. We have pesos to put on it now, so yes. That's good. That's a big improvement for me over yesterday. We have the big tag match, which is Sombra and Volador versus Ultimo Guerrero and Atlantis. And we do not actually know who's winning. We've told people who might know not to tell us at this point.
Right. If anybody spoils it, I will kill them, and I don't care about going to a Mexico jail. Yeah. I do not want to know who wins. This is definitely a one-fall match.
Yes. This is the rules are one-fall. They had a really good match in March. This should be a lot the same way, except I don't think Voldor and Sombra will be matching outfits this time. Because that would just be weird if they're building up a mass match afterwards. I think both teams fall apart at points, and then they get back together. But I'd be surprised at this point if it wasn't Atlantis and Ultimo Guerrero winning and going to the mass match.
Likewise, I think that they've been building Atlantis Ultimo Guerrero so much, it would actually leave a really bad taste in the crowd's mouth if Sombra Volador win, and then the crowd has to sit there through two more matches, you know, or one more match, then to get to the mask match that they didn't really want to see. So I'm going with Cubs. I'm thinking Atlantis and Ultimo Guerrero, and I'm pretty sure Sombra and Volador have a backstage or post-match brawl or something along those lines.
And then we have the semi-main, is the trio style match between the Revolutionaries of El Terror versus Estate del Aire. And
don't worry, I think Cubs is worried about his pronunciation here, but it's okay. I don't think anybody listening expects us to be pronouncing things right.
Okay, so this is also just kind of like the Segunda, just a match to get the technicos a chance to do their stuff in front of the bigger crowd. We should get the big triple dive spot that they've done a lot on other shows, but it might be even crazier since it's a bigger occasion. I'm kind of excited and also worried what Master Dorada might break out if he's in front of 15,000 people.
Yeah.
These guys, I think the technicos especially are going to be very amped up, and it's going to be the Rudo's job not to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Pretty much. These guys had a match, actually, about a month and a half ago or 2 months ago at Arena Coliseo. So if you've seen that, this will probably be the exact same thing, only I assume much quicker because they just want to get to the mask match. You'll see the triple dive. You'll see the Dorada Espacial, Brillo Dorada. You'll see everything. You'll see the shooting star press to the floor, Valiente Special. And I assume La Mística ends at 1-2-3, but Pólvora couldn't pull it off last week. So we'll see if he can pull it off this week.
They got to do it right Scorpion this time. They got to make him the captain just to be on the safe side.
They might as well just keep a Scorpion in there for the entire match and just send Dragon Rojo back to the gym and Pólvora out to do whatever it is he does.
The first stand that he and Inquisidor sponsor. I think the Estates are going to win that.
Oh, I have no doubt. I'd be stunned if they, although that would be very CMLL, but I would be stunned if the Estates lose.
And then, so that leaves us the mass match, and we both think it's going to be Ultimo Guerrero and Atlantis. And I think between us foreign fans, we're all sure that it seems like that they're going to do some switch with Gran Guerrero and Ultimo Guerrero at the end of the match, and maybe have an overturned finish. My only concern is that that's a very American thing to do. If it was in the U.S. promotion, I'm sure that'd be a finish. It may be too creative for CML, who may just want a straight match between them. Because I think it's more likely to be remembered as a long-standing great match if it just comes down to those two without anyone else in. It may get remembered as a great angle if they do the switch, but it would hurt how the match itself is remembered, I think.
Before I make my prediction, I got a question for you, Cubs. Do you think that for the biggest show of the year, Ultimo Guerrero will not do an Ultimo Guerrero singles match?
Oh, no. We're getting two quick falls. First two falls will be under 4 minutes, and that's maybe 4 minutes combined.
So we got to make sure to bring our Ultimo Guerrero bingo cards.
Yeah.
Make sure everything gets checked off.
I have something to work on tomorrow morning and make sure that it's all there.
As for what I think is going to happen, I think that it'll be the Ultimo Guerrero match. It'll be more heated than usual. They might bust out a couple bigger moves than usual. I assume Atlantis will kick out of the Guerrero special. And I'm sticking with the big angle at the end. I'm thinking Ultimo Guerrero pins Atlantis after Gran Guerrero does a switch or something. Or Gran Guerrero pins Atlantis, pardon me. Then Ultimo Guerrero gets back in the ring. The commissioner reverses it. And they do a quick fourth fall where in like 10, 15 seconds you get the Atlantida, just like the famous match with Emilio Charles or Mano Negra in the past. And Atlantis unmasks Ultimo Guerrero for everyone to see his face. And, yeah, how about you?
I think Atlantis definitely wins. It's a good point that they've really protected the girl, especially. Like, no one's kicked out of that in a while, so I think that's definitely...
Pinned him, was it last Friday?
Yeah, so I think we're going to see that. I think I'm leaning towards a Switch. I'm not as set on them. I'm not as sure they'll do it, but I think that's the most logical way for them to go about it, to do the Switch and do some sort of reversal where it looks like Ultimo Guerrero has outsmarted Atlantis, but it turns out that Atlantis gets the win in the end.
It'll definitely be a huge show. Actually, we didn't even make our predictions for how many dances we'll see by the CMLL at Iconis.
Two.
So basically, there'll be two bathroom breaks. Yeah. Or, actually, you know what? Alfredo Esparza wanted me to take up-close HD pictures. So I'll take one bathroom break and then take his pictures after. But that's between me and you, Fredo.
Yeah. So it should be a good time. Really looking forward to that. We're looking forward to the show tonight, even though I'm vaguely remembering what's on the card.
Arena Neza versus Arena Nel Campo.
Oh, yes.
Come on. Ciclo Negro is in action. Yes. Semi-main eventing.
Yes.
But I'm going to be cheering on the Nel Campo guys. Hopefully Alan Extreme shows up because I'm dying to see Alan Extreme live.
Yeah.
Oh, dying to see Fulgor live.
Yeah.
And hopefully Veneno will chop one of us. Or no. what does he do before the match?
He blesses everybody.
Blesses as the runner, right. So ring. Hopefully he'll bless us. We can make Bill jealous because I know Bill's dying to get blessed by Veneno. There's no double entendre there, by the way, everybody.
So that should be a good time for that. I think that's it. We'll probably talk to you either we'll do another podcast between that show and the anniversary show, probably.
And we'll do one after the anniversary show. Will we be Dave and Brian's recap? Is Brian watching the show?
Brian's not watching the show.
That was a quick answer.
I think Dave's doing live, but I think they might do something on Saturday.
We'll
see where we are after we come back from the show, and we'll see if we might do one then or we might wait till... I think we might have to do one early Saturday. Saturday's pretty full.
Saturday's very full because we're going to the Expo Masters. We don't even know what the line... If there's going to be even matches, we just know that they're going to be selling stuff. Yeah. And then at night, we're going to IWL, and we would do the match rundown now, but we don't have 3 hours to kill.
So everything's going so good so far. The hotel is very nice. The restaurant in the hotel is very nice.
Yep.
The people, everyone's been very helpful and very nice.
Some people speak English, by the way, so if you come here even without someone like Cecilia to translate, you will get by. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And that's about it, I guess.
Yeah. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. And we'll see if it actually...